Gemara, in terms of many of the Rishonim and understanding the Mishnah, again, once again, she yidivitivitam mechudadim beficha v'shinantam levanecha eila talmidim mayach reis, yoach reis. We should feel very comfortable with the basics of the Gemara and then be able to think from that to the Rishonim. The Mishnah's din, the premise of the Mishnah, the din of the Mishnah, that we view chametz that was given as a mashkin as belonging to the malveh over Pesach. And therefore, if it's a Nachri HaMalveh, the chametz is going to be mutter. If it's a Yisrael HaMalveh, it's a Nachri, the chametz is aser. The underlying principle of the Mishnah, why this is true, according to Abaye, it's as simple as saying a mafeh gover. No need for any added ukimta. Again, I know we'll get to the Ramban, this may change, but the way we read the Gemara now, and all the other Rishonim, it's clear, the Gemara asked the Kasha on Rava from the Mishnah, and the Gemara gave a teretz, hirhino, and then everything flows from there in terms of the Hemshech HaGemara and Me'achshav and all. For Abaye, it's as simple as saying a Mafeh Gova, even though it's Metaltalin, whatever you'll say as far as Mafeh Gova operating by Metaltalin, whether it's a special case, whatever it is, that's Abaye's reading of the Mishnah. When it comes to Rava, Mekanul Habu Gova, we have to add more details. And that's what the Gemara initially says, hirhino etzlo. And with that, the Gemara assumes it's based on Kenyan Mashkin. And because of Kenyan Mashkin, this idea, however we explain it again, the different nuances, because after all, Yitzchok's din is Pashtus talking about the Mashkin of Lo B'Shasalva when seized by the Shliach Beis Din, and we're discussing a Chora case of Shasalva. And yet, somehow or other, either it's one and the same, or we can extrapolate from one category to the other, and that's enough to change the dynamic in terms of Bayiroya. That's the understanding of Kenyan Mashkin. But remember what we saw in Rashi on Amud Beis, and we connected that to Ramban Kedushin, that Kenyan Mashkin somehow ties back to Mafeh Hugova as well, and we'll have to see and revisit that today. And then from that, the Gemara ends up falling away, seemingly, because the Gemara showed us that when it comes to a case of a Nachri HaMalveh, we don't say there's a Kenyan Mashkin. If the Yisrael has a Kenyan Mashkin in a Nachri's Mashkin, that's Machokis Rameir in the Tanakama. But the other way around, Hakol Modim, there is no Kenyan Mashkin. So the Gemara returns to our Mishnah and brings in the variable called Me'achshav. Me'achshav Chora means that there's a condition that's set up right now, and if the condition is met, the chametz is being transferred Me'achshav from this point on to the Malveh. And that's the Chora why the chametz is belonging to the Malveh. But then, of course, the question is, the way the Gemara seems to read, and the way it's Pashtus assumed in Rashi and the Rif, is that the Gemara didn't fall away from Hirhino. The Gemara didn't say Ella. So we have Hirhino plus Me'achshav, all the as Pshat and Mishnah according to Rava. And the question is, I understand why you need Me'achshav. Hirhino won't do the trick because Kenyan Mashkin doesn't work by Yenachri, and even by Yisrael bin Nachri from Machlokas. But as far as why you need Hirhino, that's the question that we've been discussing the last couple of days, according to the Riaz and the Tosus Piskei Rid. It's really because you need a Maisa Kenyan, and that would normally be Meshicha, so the Meshicha is taking place at the time that he says Me'achshav, therefore you need to have a handing over of the Mashkin. But in a Chinami, says the Riaz, if there be another Kenyan like Sudar or Agav Karka, so it doesn't have to be situated in the possession of the Malveh during Pesach, as long as there was a proper Kenyan, the Me'achshav does the trick. That was one Mahalach. Then we spent time analyzing the Rush. The Rush, as understood by the Bach and others, would seem to say that there's another thing to consider in terms of even, for example, if you did a Kenyan, but if Lamaisa, the Chametz, is sitting by the Loveh, then the problem would be that you have Achrayis, let's take the case of Nachri HaMalveh and Yisrael HaLoveh, so the Yisrael presumably is Mekabel Achrayis, and therefore there's a problem by Yirah, even though there was a Me'achshav because of the Achrayis that the Yisrael is Mekabel, and then we have to figure out why it's different for Abaye, why it's not called Achrayis over there, the Rosh himself says it's not called Achrayis, what about the case of the other way around, Yisrael Shehel Vesanachri, some say in a Chanami, that's only because of the Kenyan, and we want to say a Pshat, that there it's because the Achrayis of the Nachri would, here the Rosh would agree to the Gaonim that it would absolve the Yisrael. All that was yesterday. Then we did the Rambam, which is its own Inyan, a new condition in the Mishnah. But let's come back to the question that we're now discussing of this Hirhino and Me'achshav and how it comes together. And we're going to try to look at Shitas Rashi. Because at the time that we first read the Mishnah, we pointed out that Rashi doesn't seem to square with the sugya. So let's go back and read the Rashi and the Mishnah and try to understand how Rashi understood the sugya, how Rashi understood the Gemara, how the Mishnah is to be explained according to Rava. Presumably Rashi is going to Halacha according to Rava. Let's see what Rashi has to say again. It says Rashi on the Mishnah. Nachri shuba so maus alchem to kodem a Pesach v'avol av a Pesach. Muta bahana ukamei b'gemara mukila kishirhino etzlo b'veso. V'shoa etzo anachri kol yimus a Pesach. So Rashi sends us to the ukimta of hirhino. Obviously Rashi is talking according to which manda amar, which amora? Rab. Rabbaye, the gemara was fine with Mishnah. First time the Gemara brings the Mishnah in the Shaka Vitaria, it's a Kaska Kasha and Rava. The Gemara says Hirhina. Now, we know that when the Gemara goes on, so the Gemara initially took it as Rabbi Rashi plugs in Kenyan Mashkin, then the Gemara goes off to Me'achshav. And what's interesting is Rashi doesn't say any of the above. Rashi continues with an explanation that seems not to be stated explicitly in the Sugya. That's going to be our problem. Rashi goes on. We're saying here, Hino. Now, we have to also think about, does Rashi mean what the Gemara says initially with Hino? Does Rashi mean what the Gemara says at the end? It's not a kasha per se if Rashi learns Pshat Mishnah according to a Havamina, but obviously we'd prefer if Rashi was saying something that would fit with Maskana, or at least with both. But Rashi doesn't say either one. That's our problem. That's our frustration. Rashi seems to say something out of thin air. Rashi says Hirhino, in quoting the Gemara, continues Rashi. Zok Rashi, the Shoah Eitzo Anachi Koyimus HaPesach, the Kevan, the Matizim Nibu Pare, the time has come and he did not pay. Umachusu Guvain and Nami Lohavi Shari Yetzul Nasun. And it's not lacking Guvaina, it's already by the Malveh, you just have to collect it. Because it's by him already, in other words, that's what Hirhino is doing. So it now reveals to us that at the time that was deposited, it was his. So Rashi is explaining the Mishnah's din based on that Hirhino creates a reality called Etzel Nasun, it's not Mechusa Guvaina, and therefore it's considered to be the Malvus. And Lechora, the same Hezbollah would be therefore in the safe of the Mishnah. When he throws the mouth, the Rashi doesn't elaborate quite as much. The Rashi says, the Kitzur, your next Rashi. Yisrael Sheova, Nami Kim Dirino Etzlo, Matazim the Wapare, Mihi Shaita. The Ozi come to Shu, say, why again? Rashi explained it before. Etzlo Nasun, and so on. So, we really have our work cut out for us, right? We have to know how Rashi squares with the Sugya. What does Rashi have in mind here in the Gemara? When he quotes the Gemara, he knows, but he doesn't say what he's dealing with, the Masahavamina of Kunya Mashkin or Me'achshav. He doesn't mention either one. But I would leave that for a second. Let's leave that on the side, how it squares with the Sugya. But let's try to read Rashi on his own terms. Rashi is saying something to learn Pshat in the Mishnah. What is he saying? And then we'll figure out how it fits with the Gemara. Rashi doesn't just say it here, Rashi says it elsewhere too. He works with this idea that what makes the difference in the Mishnah is the fact that you have Hirhino, it was Etzlo Nasu. I'll give you a mashal. We're going to get later in Shir to this Chametz Nafkim Midei Shibud issue. Rashi many times explains what Rava meant in the rule of Chametz Nafkim Midei Shibud. Just a quote for you, it's page 43, I have the various Rashis. Rashi in Baba Kama Daf Tzadi. He talks about what case is Chametz Mavkiya Midei Shibud, as opposed to the case of the Mishnah, that we won't say Chametz, it won't be Chametz Mavkiya Midei Shibud, because it was considered the guy's Chametz. That's the case of the Reish of the Mishnah. So Rashi says, if you look at the quote from the Rashi, Daf Tzadi Amid Aleph from Bava Kama, you might have it also as a separate page. I think you have Bava Kama Daf Tzadi somewhere also in the packet. If I'm not mistaken, it's page, where is it? Page, no? 15. So look at the Rashi on page 15, Bava Kama Daf Tzadi. Again, I'm not interested right now in the first part of the Rashi. We're going to get to that in Yitzhak Shem. But Rashi says, in the end, Bahaditnan, just take a look at the second half of that Rashi. And again, you also have it cited on page 43 together with the other Rashis. Bahaditnan, Bipsachim, Chunachri Shehilva Yisrael Achem Sal Mutter Bahanalach HaPesach. Right? So how come there we say that it's Mutter? We don't say that there's a Chovas Biur. We say it's mutabana. Muki la Rava Hasam. Rava establishes the Mishnah. See the Rashi Kesherino Etzlo. Shinesano Bemashkin Biyadnach. He gave it as a mashkin. The lo mechser guvaina. The lav shibut ela kniya mamish. It's not shibut, it's kniya. So Rashi's saying a little vart here. There's something important in the words of Rashi. There's something about the mechser guvaina. Not mechser guvaina. But Rashi doesn't say the words Kinyan Mashkin or Me'ashav. But he's saying something that's very tantalizing. Rashi's saying it's, again, this idea that it's not Mechzer Guvayna appears again in the Rashi. So let's try to just teach Rashi first at a very surface level and then try to understand it deeper and then see how it fits with the Sugi. So if you really look carefully at the music within the words of Rashi, what does Rashi's jargon very much sound like to you, to your ear? Look again at the Lashon with me. What? Abaya. Yes, with one twist. In other words, I want you to just notice this. It's important to Midaik. Rashi said, Kiva de mata zimne velo pare, skip the next couple words, Igloi mil salamafe de misha havidide. What do you hear in those words? Whose logic is echoing in your ears? Abaye. That's what the Gemara says. When the Gemara sets up Abaye v'Rava, so the Abaye makes his case of every single case of Shibud. And for Abaye, you don't need a Vino here. So it's true all the time by Shibud. Abaye says, Mata zimne v'lo pare, igoy milso mafeda mekar b'shusi avikoy. Rashi is saying those same words within Rava. But what does Rashi need to put into the case for Rava to meet Abaye on his terms? Here he know, because of the idea called Etzlunasin. I'm just telling you what Rashi's words are saying without explaining it. But I just want you to hear how to approach a Rashi. The words of Rashi are mamish echoing Abaye, but putting it into Rava. Am I masking? Right? Rashi's words are Mata Zimne Velo Pare. That's the Gemara. Rashi says, come with the second Rashi by Yisrael, come with Bishusei. That's the Rashi. Now, Gemar Mamish Bishusei Havikai. In the other Rashi, Havididei, it's synonymous with what Bishusei Havikai. So, what Rashi has done for us is explained that what Hirhino has done in Rava is allow Rava to embrace the Lamdas of Abaye. That's what we see in our Rashi. It's interesting. Just where did Rashi get this idea? Before we even explain a little bit, I think it's in Gemara in Yevamos. I just want to give a parenthesis. Just if you want to look it up afterwards, you can look it up. But mamish interesting. A Gemara in Yevamos Samach Vav Amid Beis Ata Samach Zayin Amid Aleph, which is one of the places that the statement of Rav of Hegdish Mefkir Midei Shibud is quoted. That's the Gemara about the case of the Yisomim who threw, the Rashi quotes it here, right? They threw the itzdila, the robe, that was onto the mace, and it was Kanya Misna, because Hektish Mavkiya Midei Shibud, right? That was one of the Gemaras. So in that context, it has to do with, this was a thing which was considered Nichzei Tzom Barzel, that was brought into the marriage by the wife, now an Almana. And the question had to do with the Machokas Amarayim there, whether the person has a right to collect the guf hadavar, the woman, or only mamon. The yisomim can decide to give money for whatever was, gesom barzel means that whatever the evaluation was of the item that the woman brought in, gesom barzel means it's iron, it means it's guaranteed. Right? Nichsi nalug is whatever is left, and that's it. There's no responsibility to guarantee it. There's no achrayis on the part of the husband, should he divorce or die, that it gets reimbursed, but gesom barzel is the opposite. But the question that comes in the Gemara is, does that mean she has the right to an item or only its value? So in that connection, the Gemara has a story that there was a woman who brought into the marriage an itzdila for the ksuba. The husband died, The Yisomim went and threw it on the mace. So Rabbah says, Kanye Misna. But the Gemara asked, but didn't Rabbah say, Lachik Rab Yehuda, that she has a right to the actual item? So why Kanye Misna? So the Gemara says like this, Amalei, Nilo Moda Rab Yehuda, the Mechusa Guvaina. The Kiva de Mechusa Guvaina, Birshusei Koi. Rabbah Letamei, the Amar Rabbah Hekesh, Mafkia Midei Shibut. Those are the lines of the Gemara. Now, Rabbah's statement, Hegdam Shigam Deshibud, we noted from Tosis and Gittin, and we said Rashi agrees with it, is Rabbah Lishitasso. Abai doesn't agree with Hegdam Shigam Deshibud. Remember all this in the back, in the beginning? It was so good. The idea that you can have the Hegdish, or whatever else, the Hegdish, Mafkim Deshibud, is because Rabbah holds Mikano Habo Gober. According to Abaye, or Mafeu Gober, so then the Hegdish couldn't get off the ground. Right? The Hegdish could not get off the ground. Even Kedushas Aguf, because there's a Shibud. But for Rava, Mikanu Habo Gove, so therefore, Hegdash Mavadi Shibud. So the Gemara introduces that by saying, ah, it's Mechusa Guvaina. And therefore, Rava Lishitas. So what do you see in the Gemara? Without even looking too carefully. That which Rava holds Mikanu Habo Gove is predicated on what? On what? On the fact it's Mechusa Guvaina. Okay, I'm not explaining anything. I'm just giving you a mukkar and a gemara for the idea that you see in our Rashi. That what's going on in the Mishnah for Rava with Hirhino is that what Hirhino has accomplished is that it's not Mechusa Guvaina, and then with Mafeah Hugova. This is basically what we have in this Rashi. Now we have to get to the Hezber, and then we have to get to how it squares with the Sugya. Now we really have to work. But at least we're on the right track, I think. In other words, if you read the Rashi, I think that's what Rashi is doing for us. Rashi is saying, Abaye is lamdis for Rava, as long as you have this lack of, it's not Mechusa Guvaina, it's already by the Malva for collection. Abaye would say, even without that, Shibud itself is enough to say Mafehu Govin. I have a Shibud. Rava says, no. Shibud alone wouldn't do it. That's why the Mishnah has to be interpreted through the lens of a Hirhino. If it's Hirhino, it's Etzel Nasu. That's already more than Shibud. That already Rava would agree, and then that Lundis comes in for Abaye, that notwithstanding that he can massage Bezuzi, right? Notwithstanding that, here Rava would agree that already from the beginning it's his. That's what Rashi is doing for us. Now, what could be the explanation? So the truth is, we never really fully explained Abaye. So in order to try to understand why Rava would agree to Abaye, let's revisit Abaye. What kind of halacha is Abaye saying? That if you have a shibud, talk about karka now. Simple. So the fact that there's a shibud that you can collect, and then the time came and the lover defaulted, and then I was collecting, so it's his from before. So the obvious question that hovers over the sugya that Rabbi Kiva Eger and Shibuch of Gimel and the Tzlach and everybody is trying to figure out, Sfas Emes, mentioned on day one, the Maisa, very strange, because what's the Maisa Kenyan? Mafehu Gova, the Shibud, allows the Malva to have it from the beginning, but by virtue of what Kenyan? So one Mahalch that many of the Achronim try to suggest, there's Rabbi Kiva Eger himself there, and I think the Tzlach as well. Well, every time you have Halva, so at the time of the Halva, what's happening? The Malva is giving the Lova what? Money. So that's Kesef. And with that Halva, if it's a Shibud, so the Shibud is created. And if a Baris is Mafehu Gove, so what you could say is that the Malva is acquiring the Karka that he ends up collecting with what Maisa Kinyan? With the kesef that he gave to the lover for the halva, that is the method of kinyan that allows the nalva subsequently to be have. When we understand that the lover defaulted, of course the lover could pay. But if in fact the lover doesn't pay, then that which the malva acquires it from the beginning, it through the kinyan kesef. But that's going to create issues. If that's how many achron want to understand Abaye. That's the kinyan. What are you asking?
Is that something like a sale?
So, well, you could always say that that's what comes out. Yeah, it's ki'ilu was a sale. I mean, whenever you buy something, you buy karka, b'kinyan kesef, so then that would be a method to acquire it. So you don't know what it is. It could be a halva, but you're saying in a way, if it turns out that he defaults, it sort of turns out to be like a sale. Yeah. The Maisa Kinyan was the kesef. But this is far from simple. Yeah. It is. When is money given? Halva by definition means you're giving money, you're extending a loan, and mainly what happens later on? The lover doesn't pay the loan. So what Shibud has accomplished was Shibud created, reconfigured this halva, since there was a way to collect the chov from the Shibud. So what happens is the Shibud gets acquired to you, ki'ilu like it was a machira. I don't know if Mamish was a machira, but like the Kinyan Kesef is what, this is how many achronim play with this possibility. But it's not simple at all for numerous reasons. Kibbeger himself struggles with this. It's in very long tshuva, Chav Gimel. If you want to spend Shavuos night on this, you probably can spend all Shavuos night on this Kibbeger Chav Gimel. Find a good Lamdin that can go through Kibbeger's tshuva with you. I'm not saying to do it, I'm just giving you an idea. But you can do other things, you know, and you can learn the sugya just without a kibbeg, just to understand the sugya itself. But it's a very long tshuva. There's a lot of discussions about Chametz Yavama Pesach and Chametz Shogai, Kibbeh Achrayis. We alluded to one or two of the things as well. But in the middle of the long tshuva, this is something that he entertains as a possibility, but he asks. Sfasemes as well, the very beginning of the sugya. First of all, that's true by karka. Kesef is kona karka. What about metaltalin? The Gemara applies of Mafei will go a bit to the case of the Mishnah, which is chametz, which is metaltalin. So we assume that kesef is not kona metaltalin. So the rice and the rabbanon, either way, it's not kona. But you could perhaps defend that idea by saying, but if you go according to Rabbi Yochanan, more in the beginning of Perek Hazav and Bamitzias Machokas of Yochanan Rishlokish, whether midoraisa kesef is kona by metaltalin, or no, even midoraisa you need meshicha. But for sure, midrabbanon, you need Meshicha, not Kesef. So if you hold the Rabbi Yochanan, and the Raisa Maos Konos, so you could, it's only the Rabbanan, so you could say that, but it's Rabbanan, so that already, in this case, the reasons for the Takana don't exist, whatever, so therefore we can fall back on the Doraisa, that the Kesef, in fact, will work, because the Doraisa Kesef works. So that could be a possible solution. But Rabbi Kibbeger has another problem, because even if that's true, that's only true for a Jew. But for a non-Jew, this is why when it comes to Mechiras Chametz, you have to go through all kinds of hoops to find the right Kenyan for the guy to be Kone, the Chametz, because Kesef is not Kone by a guy, according to many Shitas. Yisrael Bechada is Akam Bechada, so if you have Kesef for Yisrael, then the guy has to do Meshicha. So then, weiter, the problem is going to be, so how could you have such a situation with the Nachri Hamalve, that he'll be Kone Mafreya if he's not Kone the Kesef? So I'm showing you we're going to hit brick walls at some point or another. And I'll have another problem. This is another Kibbeger asked, but I have another problem. Tosis in Bava Kama brings in Mafeu Gov, the connection to the short Ham, that we know according to one Tana, right? He's a Balchov in the short Ham. The Nizik either is a Shutif or he's a Balchov. That's why he can collect only with a cap up to the value of the short. So that Tosis connects that to Mafeu Gov. If the Shvach he wouldn't get, because that doesn't allow you, Mafeu doesn't give you the Shevach. But Tosfos is discussing Mafeu Gova in the case of a Nizik. There was no Kesef transferred, it was just a Hezek. That means, right, a Hezek happened. And the Nizik has now a Shibud that the Torah created as a result of the damage that his shore was damaged by the other one's shore. And now the Nizik gets a Shibud on the Shore Hamazik. Right? So then when he collects later, he collects a mafia, he owned it from before. What kinyan? You're not going to be able to work with any of the above. So what, if we think out of the box right now, and I don't know if this is a full picture, but at least it's a mahalach to think about. It could be that Abai's mafia gova doesn't need to fit a normal pattern of a maisa kinyan. And that's because L'mashal, the Gemara in Hamafki talks about, you know, let's leave that out. Make it more complicated. Just the svara for itself. Maisa Kinyan, maybe, is when there is nothing that no relationship prior between what I want to acquire and me. It's like, I want to create out of scratch, nothing. Now, I want to acquire something. It's not entitlement. It's not coming to me. It's your item, and I want to acquire it. Or tefker, and I want to acquire it. And give my sekinyan. I lent you money. I'm a malva. There's something called shibud. The shibud says that I have money by you, but giving you money entitles me to your assets, your karka, kineged hachov. That's built into what the halvah brings with it. It brings with it a shibud. The malva has now has entitlement in that. Could be that in the context of that, l'mashal, when does the lover have to pay by that due date? Right? That's when he has to pay. But the entitlement, the schus, the shiba that I have, is not based on that time, 30 days from now. I got that right now. This is by his words. I'm just tracking the words of the Gemara. Matazim evilo pare, I grant you. He could have paid. But l'maisa, when did that opportunity create itself? That I have entitlement to get the chol from your assets. Only after 30 days when the due date is? No, that's from the beginning. But can I cash in on it? Can I actualize it? No, that's, I'm held back because you could still pay the chol. But what did the chol allow me? What did the chol give me? The chol gave me a schus in your assets as of when? As of now, tam da'alva. Says Abaye, if in fact the lova defaults, so the very fact that I have, as a result of the alva, I have, I'm entitled to that, to collect, so that entitlement to collect gives it to me for now. Without a ma'aseh kinyan. Because that's the context of what it is. I'm entitled to it. Yes, we have to maybe be, that's why I say, I'm not giving you the full picture, where else do you find such an idea, you don't need a kinyan, but I'm showing you that there's something here that's different, because it's not stam, I'm coming out of scratch to try to, and the boots, it's what the halva, it's not the kesef itself, it could happen with Hezek as well, it could be with a nachri, but if there's something called shibud means with the halva, I'm granted, a schus, keneged, that chov that I now extended to you, I'm granted that schus. So that schus exists from this moment. So if I have this schus, then I get it. Once you don't pay. This is Abaye. Now, Rava has to respond to that. Abaye makes a point. Rava says, I hear you, but. I'm just patiently touching the words of the Gemara for you. So what does the Gemara say in response? What did Rava say in response? No. Can't do that. Why? Because given the fact that the lover has, during this interim time, the ability to pay the chov. So therefore, your schus to go and collect does not give you now the bailus right now. So we kind of level go there. When you come to collect, it'll be yours from then. This is Rabbi's response. So the fact that the lover still has the option to pay, that's preventing that mechanism that because you have a schus, you have a shibud, that you should have it. Says Rashi, again, without working it in the Gemara, it says Rashi, and Rashi, Rashi in Baba Kam already added the extra knage, but that's going to be with the Gemara. But Rashi says, when is this so? When does Rabbi argue in Abaye? When it's just that the malveh has to, he gets a schus to go to collect from the loveh. He has to collect from the loveh, that having to go collect from the loveh, that doesn't make it his from the beginning. Because the loveh could still pay. But if it's already by him, he doesn't have to actually formally do the collection. He already has it. He has it. So then Rava says, that much, I can see that it's yours from the beginning. That's what changes the picture. And then the svar of Abaye becomes appealing. I think that's the taicha Rashi. I think there's a lashon Rashi. I have to remember, find out where it is exactly. You can maybe help me find it. Rashi says, what is the shibud saying? The lova says to the malva, bo lebesi ugveya. I'm trying to remember where the Rashi is. A lashon Rashi somewhere along the sugya. Maybe you remember it. Bo lebesi, such a lashon Rashi, ugvei, from my house. And remember where that lashon was? You can find it now or afterwards, but there's that lashon Rashi that was striking to me in light of what we're saying now. That's where Abai and Rava are arguing. When the Loba says, bo lebesi ugvei, I can't find it this minute, but you'll... Guys, if you can find it, you'll show me where it is at some point. Yeah. Where is it?
Is it the Rashi that goes with the Chassid?
Yeah. Where are you? Which?
Rashi in the Mishnah.
On the Mishnah?
Sorry, on the Gemara Abayim Rav Avayim.
Okay, so where does the Rashi say? Bolivesi.
No, sir. I'm reading, a different Lashon of.
Yeah, but there's also, okay, Gvei Minachas is also good. I mean, you come to my, come collect then. But there's another lesson similar to that. Go to my house and collect. That's by the Metaltelin, I guess. So, now, but obviously we're still not in the woods, because how does it square with the sugya? The Gemara, in explaining Rava, is working with one of two models, namely Kinyan Mashkin or Me'achshav. So how could Rashi and the Mishnah, who omits both, how could he fit with one or both of those ideas? So here's where I think we could take it a step further. And this is where the Rashi Bava Kama can help us as well. Suppose, as follows, we're talking about the critical factor. The Gemara says Hirhino. That's really what, it's all hinging on Hirhino. Hirhino means that now it's by the Malva already. So that's where Rava agrees to Abaye, that Either the lover can miss out Bezuzi, yeah, but I already have it by me. So then, my having it means I had everything before as well. Having it means what? Suppose the lover, let's say it's metaltlin as meshuvet, the lover gives it to a shomer. Is it still mechusa guvayna for the malve? Sure. Was it matter if it's by the lover that he has to go? We have to go to someone else next door to the lover? Same thing. Suppose the lover says, I'll give you l'saber ha'ozen, the lover says to the malva, do me a favor. It's mine, it's a mashkin, but I want you to hold it for me, Mr. Malva. But you're holding it for me. Is that kol mechusa guvayna or not kol mechusa guvayna? He's not acquiring it for guvayna, he's just holding it for the lover. So the fact that it's physically in his house, but if it's his house as a shomer, he's a shomer for the lover, I would argue it's also kol mechusa guvayna. This is the twist I think we have to add into the Gemara. So what the Gemara needs to do is to fix the hirhino in such a way that you can actually define it in such a way that this is why Rava can agree to Abaye. Why can Rava agree to Abaye? Because it's physically by the malve? It's because it's entered into the malve's reshus for guvayna, right? The malve has a kinyan. Let's talk about Mashkin. Now let's go first step by step. Kinyan Mashkin of Yitzchak. All the other Rishonim, Tosis, are learning Kinyan Mashkin, whatever it is, even B'shas Halva, can change the equation of Bayira. Just like Achrayis can make it considered to be B'shus of the one who has Achrayis, Rashi doesn't agree with that. That's not going to do it for us. Rashi can only understand Kinyan Mashkin through the prism of Hirhina. Namely, what's the pshat of Hirhino? Now it's entered into the reshus of the malve. That's called not mechusa guvayna. It's by him. He already has it for collection. That's when Rava says, "Oh, the malve could pay you, but that already the malve has it already from the beginning because he has a schus for it and he already acquired it for collection." That's what Kinyan Mashkin does. And now Rabbo say we can appreciate why Rashi could only explain Kinyan Mashkin if what happened at the end of the story. What did we see in Rashi? What had to happen at the end of the story for Kinyan Mashkin to operate? That it should be the Malvis. He didn't pay. Remember the Lashon of Rashi? Rashi said that Kinyan Mashkin, Rashi says, now you can't say anymore, what? Mikanu Abba Ugova. Go back over those the Lashon Rashi there. Rashi says that because of the Kinyan Mashkin, Yisrael, the end of the Rashi of Lokasha, going on the case of the Brisa and the Reish of the Brisa. Yisrael, Shehova, Pligi, Manda, Asar, Savar, this is the Shita of Rav Meir. Kevin Sir Hino, Balchov Konamaskin, the Lekala Mema Hachamikano Habagova. What did we see in that Rashi? What we medaik in that Rashi? That Rashi, Dilokitosis, the Tosis had this idea that Kinyan Mashkin exists whether or not the Lova defaulted or not, because Lamaisim the Lova paid, but meanwhile there was a Kinyan Mashkin. That's how Tosis resolved his Kasha, that how would Abaya fit with the Brisa? After all, Mafeo Gova, so then it should always be a Mafeo Gova no matter what. So why is the difference between a Nachri HaMalva or Yisrael HaMalva? Why is it Machokis by Yisrael HaMalva? Kinyan Mashkin, leave that on the side. You have the issue of Mafeo Gova. So Tosis had to answer, the case of the Brisa will be when the Lova Wad was pulled in the Mashkin, and you no longer have Kinyan, you no longer have a Mafeo Gova, but you have what? But you have what, Tosis holds? Even when the loan was paid, what do you have to still consider? Kinyan Mashkin. Rashi, you see, not that way. Remember, we noted the Rabbanan Kiddushin that way. That Mafeo who go, that Kinyan Mashkin only works in conjunction with Mafeo Gov. That's the Diuk in the Rashi. The Rashi says, according to the Shita, that Yisrael Benachri is Konan Mashkin, Rekamim Akan Abogov. What's the idea? Now we're explaining it beautifully. Because basically what's operating is that you can say now that the Malva has it for collection. Therefore, it's not Mikano Habogov, their rubber agrees to Abaya. Kinyan Mashkin alone, whatever that is not going to change the equation, the balance in terms of Baye Roya. It's only that Rava agrees to Abaye through the prism of it's Etzlo Nasan, it's by him. What's quits by him? Physically? He has a Kenyan in. Now, if I wanted to stop right here, I could say, so Rashi's and the Mishnah is going with Kinyan Mashkin. Why did Rashi mention Kinyan Mashkin? Because that's a detail. That's not as important for us. The critical Nekuda is really the Hirhino, but why is Hirhino considered to be Etzlo Nasan? Why is it by him? Because of Kinyan Mashkin. Pashtas, though, we'd rather make Rashi fit with Maskana too. So let's try a step further. And let's say that, again, if Lamaisa Kinyan Mashkin is not going to exist because Nachri B'Yisrael lo Kana Mashkin, so the Gemara says something else, Me'achshav. But we'll have to assume that now that Me'achshav is not going to pull its own weight. Until now, and the Ramban for sure assumed that Me'achshav is a new Kenyan and Machira, I'm giving it to you, I'm marketing it to you. L'chari will have to say B'das Rashi, and we alluded yesterday maybe in the Rashi and the Ramban that way, that Me'achshav is a way of saying that you have permission to have it. I'm giving you permission to collect it. You don't have to do anything. If the Lova surrenders his rights, you have the right to take it. If I don't pay, you have a right to take it. That gets us over the line. That's considered that it's entered into the Rishus HaMalva for Gulayna. That gave the Malva, even though it's an Achri, and no Rikini Mashke wouldn't operate, but if the Lova says to the Malva, you can have a Me'ach, so I don't pay, that's considered like it entered into its Rishus for Gulayna. If that's all Me'achshav is doing, Rabosai, then once again, Rashi did not have to give you the fine print of the Mishnah. Rashi had to give you the Iker. The Iker Nekuda of the Mishnah is the fact that Rav is Moda to Abaye when there's already it's already entered. It's not just a Shiva, but it's a Kinyan by the mouth. So it's Eskonos. The details, why it's called, otherwise, if he's just holding it for the Lola, it's not called to enter into his Rishus. So you need to say Kinyan Mashkin, you have to say Me'achshav. But it's not that the Me'achshav is a whole new Machira right now or tonight. It's just that the Lova is giving up something. He's saying that you can have it. If he's saying that, then the Malva already has it by him for collection. Notice something interesting. In the Gemara, the Gemara says, not Tamra. We asked this in Tamra the Gemara. Gemara brings a brisa. He got ticha that Me'achshav makes a difference. What was the question in the Gemara, not Tamra? How would I know there's a difference between Me'achshav and not Me'achshav? So Rashi says, "Minat Tamra." Look at Rashi there. Dafil kasher hino shiny lan benam Me'achshav lo Me'achshav. What kind of question is that? The Gemara is asking, according to Rashi, what's the Gemara asking? That maybe you don't need Me'achshav. What should be sufficient? Hino. What kind of question is that? What's Pashup Shat? You read the Gemara before today. You understand that question? What do you need Me'achshav? We just said there's no Kinyan Mashkin, right? So of course, Me'achshav is pulling all the weight. What do you mean? How can you know there's a difference? You want to? What kind of question is that? You want to raise the question? How do you know that the Me'achshav works? But how do you know that you need Me'achshav? We didn't understand the Gemara. What kind of question is that? The way Rashi is wearing the Gemara's question. No, because L'maisa, it's for him. And that's really critical here. The Iker Nakuda for Rabbi Tamod Habayi is the fact that it was for Hino. So maybe that's all enough. That's already enough. It's already by me. So at this point, I can say that Lovah B'Mesav B'Zuzi is not enough. I already have it. No, you need Me'achshav. You need to be that someone entered into your Shusva collection. He had to grant you the right to collect it. The fact that it's physically by you don't have to go physically to collect it from the Lovah, that's not enough. You have to have been given the formal permission by the Lovah, Givei. That's why the Gemara has to bring the Raya, that Me'achshav is needed. Now if you look at the Lashon Rashi Bava Kama, Tekken Noach, and then we'll take everyone. The Rashi Bava Kama, again, the second half of the Rashi, we'll talk about the first half in a few minutes, says Rashi, that which it says in the Mishnah Pesachim, V'haditnan de Pesachim, Noch Yishil v'Yisrael al-Chemso, Mutter v'Hanoch ha-Pesach. So how come, why don't we say Chemso v'Kim v'Yishibu there as well? Muki l'Rava Hassan, Kishirino etzlo, Rashi focuses on Shehirino, Shenosno b'Maskin v'Yad Nochri. Rashi doesn't say the word Me'achshav or Kinyin Maskin, but Rashi says what? Hirhino etzlo, d'lo mechusu guvayna, d'lav shibat el kniya mamish. But the point of the kniya mamish is not that the kinyan itself is the answer. It's that the kinyan means that it is by the malva for guvayna. He has a kinyan for collection. So then in the face of that, Rabbi says, umafeya, it's yours to begin. If it's just a shibut, Rabbi says, I don't agree with Abaye. You can't say that having a shibud gives you the right to have it from the beginning because you have entitled to have it in the beginning. The Lovah can give you money. But if you have it by you and you're conant for collection, the Rabbi agrees to Abaye. I think that's how the sugi is going to lay out according to Rashi. So the Me'achshav and the Kinyan Mashkin are details. But the main thrust of the Mishnah is Hirhino. That's when the Gemara right away says Hirhino. The Gemara didn't say much at that point, because that's really what it comes down to. You want to fill in more, we'll fill in more. One way is to say Kinyan Mashkin, another way to say Me'achshav. That's Rashi's picture in the sugya. Rav and Abaya are on the same page. Once it's Hirhino, but you just have to give a little more of a boost to their Hino to understand why Hirhino means anything. If the Malv is holding it like a Shomer, it's no difference than a regular Shomer. It's by me, but I have to collect it for myself because I'm holding it for you. Now I'm taking it for myself. The answer is, I took it myself already. I had it as a Guvayna. Now already Rav says, then you had it from before as well.
When the Gemara suggested Me'achshav, it wasn't because there was a problem with Hirhino, specifically with the Nochri.
So then
it needs a fundamental change.
Because if there's no Kinyan Mashkin the Nochri, then the Hirhino didn't do anything for you.
Right.
So what's going to give the Hirhino its power? What's going to be the fuel for the Hirhino to make a difference? So it's not going to, it can't be through Kinyan Mashkin, it has to be through Me'achshav. But it's all trying to infuse the Hirhino with halachic consequence. That's what the Me'achshav is not its own yisod. The way that the Rabban would figure it out, understand it, it's a new idea of Me'achshav. And now you have to have a technical reason, like the Rosh or the Rid. Oh, you need a Ma'aseh Kinyan, Achrayus. No, that's the picture until you get to Rashi. For Rashi, the Hino is the critical factor, but the Hino won't do it by itself unless you can envision that having it by the Malva means it's entered into his Rishus for, in some way, as a Kinyan. Otherwise, he's just acting as a proxy for the Lova. That's the same Mechusa Guvayna as being by somebody else other than the Malva. So if the Malva is holding it for the Lova, if it hasn't become a Kinyan in the Malva's for collection, then the Hino hasn't done anything for you. So therefore, the Gemara needs to supply either Kinyan Mashkin or Me'achshav, but the Me'achshav is just a way for the Hino to have consequence.
How?
Because the Lo, because the Lo, because the Na, because when the case of Nachri is a Malva, the Lo the Yisrael said, you have permission to have it if I default. So by giving him that permission, Maybe he doesn't have to go to Beis Din Achveis. You can hook up some details. Maybe the Tosfos Rid. You can go ahead on your own. Just go with it. So that granting a permission to take it, if I don't pay, maybe I don't have to go through the process of Beis Din. Maybe there's whatever, some practical aspects to it. That's what changes the picture. That's what makes the Hino mad. I understand what you're getting at. What exactly is this Me'ach Shav? If it's not a new Mechira, okay, couldn't we have to try to fine-tune it slightly? Okay, think about it over Yantif, you know, exactly what. But I think it's something along the lines that it's not a Kenyan, it's not about a Maisa Kenyan on Mechira, it's that the Lova is granting permission. It's making it that the Malva is not holding it for the Lova. It's become yours for collection. So before we said Kenyan Maskin, but that's not going to work, Nachri be Yisrael. So now it becomes, if I say that you have it, it's for you. It's for you, Me'achshav, it's for you to have by default. You don't have to do anything. It's there for you. It's there for you. Then you're not holding it for me. That's called not Mechus HaGuvayin. Without Kenyan Maskin, without Me'achshav, it's still Mechus HaGuvayin, even with Herhina. The fact that Herhina is called Mechus HaGuvayin needs another detail. Otherwise, the fact that it's by the Malva, but he's really he's just a puppet of the Lova, it's still called Mechus HaGuvayin, because I'm holding it for you. So what makes it that's not Mechus HaGuvayin is either the Kenyan Mashkin, he has a formal Kenyan, or the fact that the Lova has said to him, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I default, it's for you to collect. That's the basic pshat, I think, of Rashi in the Sugya. Very Mechudash, right? But I think after learning the Sugya, you see Mamish all over Rashi. That's why it always has to come onto Mafeh Gova, even for Rava. Be it Kenyan Mashkin, be it Me'achshav, and that's the Lashon of Rashi in the Mishnah. Borrow it to me. That's Mamish the pshat in Rashi. I mean, you want to figure out exactly some more, fill in on more details with the Me'achshav, I'm listening, you know. But I think that's why there's a Menatamer in the Gemara. Maybe Arino is enough. What do you need Me'achshav on top of that? Because Arino really is what it's about. But somehow, the Herhino has to have something more to it for Rava to be Modet Abaye. It has to be that it's by the mouth already. Yeah?
Does this also eliminate the possibility of saying Rashi just saying Herhino and Halavina? Or is that still like a possibility?
No, I think Rashi and the Mishnah could go either with the Havamina of Kunya Mashkin or Me'afsa. Rashi doesn't tell me, but as far as I'm concerned, it could be either one. I mean, it's not a problem to say Rashi is going in a Havamina. It's not a problem. Rashi could win a Mishnah according to what's Havamina. But why are you not saying Kenyan Mashkin? Either way, it's a problem. And if it's a Maskana, and what I'm adding now is also good, why don't you say Me'achshav? But the answer is, it doesn't have to be spelled out, because really, it's only a Tafel. Be it Kenyan Mashkin, be it Me'achshav, it's a Tafel to why the Rehino matters. Because the Rehino is what it makes it, that if the Malveh already has it by him, then Rava says, then that having it by you means you have it from the beginning. If you have to collect, that's when Rava says, Abaya, not so fast. The Lova could still pay.
Yeah,
you found it? Which one? Bola Vesi, where? Which Rashi? Which
the
Rama asked?
After we get to the bottom, after reading the Jibbutz of Nelson.
Okay.
With
the Rama asked, is it?
When it brings the
Okay. The below masro lo, we didn't give it over. The Gemara's thinking it's not Ella shibda lo kishalovin. So it's not Hirino. The Gemara's asking the Kasha, let's look at our Mishnah. So how is it going to work according to Rava? Says Rashi, Kasal kedaitach. The Gemara's thinking, oh masro, Ella shibda lo kishalovin, shim lo etain, bo leves yugve michavitze. Says the Gemara, kisharino etzel beveso. Oh, so then it's Bachov konamashkin and so on. Okay, let's take just a few minutes and just talk about the other part of Rashi. Again, chametz mafkia midishi. But Rava said three things. Rava said, and again, this is Rava l'shitaso, as Tosfos points on Gittin and Rav Tam and Rashi Chora would agree, that Abaye would accept this, that when you have shibud, you can have something that can cause the shibud to explode, to unravel. Three things. Chametz, shichur, and hegdish. Hegdish, chametz, v'shichur. So shichur is not for us right now. That's shichur of an eved. That was shibud, so we can mishach with the eved. Okay. Hegdish, we discussed. So Rashi distinguishes, as we know, between what type of hegdish is mafkir midei shibud. Hegdishas, haguf. Hegdish has done and won't, and we explained that was a tosis, and we said Rashi could agree with that. But Hegdish, Makim Deshib. What does it mean to say Chametz, Makia Mideshib? So Rashi here doesn't really give it to us, but it's not Mishnah Gea or Bar Sugi. What exactly does it mean? It has everything to do with our Mishnah. That's what's interesting. So take a look at page 43. I gave you a few Rashis to look at, and just we'll try to quote the Rashi and just give you a very quick Hesber in it. I'll try to leave a little time for Yantioma. But just to look at what it means, because it's really mashlim the whole sugya. So Rashi Yevamis, right? What does it mean? Your chametz is meshubit to a non-Jew. Rashi calls it an apotiki. Right? This chametz is there for you. Apotiki is a type of shibud. V'arei munach b'yadei she'yisrael. But what did you do? You didn't do hirhina. So where's the chametz? The chametz is by the Jew, but the guy has a shibud on the chametz if the Jew doesn't pay. Comes Erev Pesach at Chatzos, and now what sets in? The Torah says, Tashbisu. Ach, b'yamarushin Tashbisu. We know that at Chatzos, with the Raisa, you're not going to have the chametz anymore. You have a requirement to destroy the chametz. Be your chametz. Paka shibud abikachavim. Why? Ho b'lohavim mamishti day. It's not mamish the non-Jews. It's only a shibud he has on it. So the isur chametz, that which the Jew has to destroy chametz, that mafkia midei shibud of the Yaakov. That's Rashi in Yevamis. Rashi again in Yevamis and Samach Vav. What does it mean? Chametz mafkia midei shibud. Rashi obikol chavim hilvas Yisrael achemso. Achar Pesach osur bahana. What does our Mishnah say? Achar Pesach mutter. What's the difference? Our Mishnah is talking. Yirhino, excellent, excellent. So also abana the asich isur chametz umafkalei meshibud the davik achadim hadit nan our mishnah mutabana rava muki lasim kishirhino she nasni yisrael v'vezgur achadim that he lo mechse guvayna. Oh, here Rashi again, keywords lo mechse guvayna. Here Rashi's mami through and through always with the same idea. But what's mafkalei meshibud? What it wasn't hirhino. Rashi in Ksuvis. Same name of Rav. Chametz, one of the three things, mafkim v'yishibud. Asachem sa'apot to give gechavim, migia pesach, iser v'chametz, mafkiyom yishibud, av gechavim, v'nesa b'ana, ay the Mishnah, ukim nalatsim b'shirhi, no esu shemasa b'yadam Rashi. Rashi doesn't add the key word, v'chosav guvayna, but that's the difference. Rashi and Gittin, chametz av gechavim, shubit so, v'shibdu lo chem so, v'lo hirhi, no etzlo, it wasn't hirhi, no, Asi sachem sa mafkiyom yishibud, av gechavim, v'hav lichem so, shayisrael, shavu pesach, asa b'ana, Rashi and Baba Kama, similarly, Lo Irino, Mechusa Guvaina, Shaya Omi HaChametz B'Yisrael Sheyisrael, Be'in L'Nachri Olav El HaShibud, comes the Shas HaBior, Mafkir Yisrael Chametz Es HaShibud, HaNachri V'Chai Yisrael Varo. I the Mishnah, that's Mukir Rav Asim B'Shirhino, Rashi adds a few key words, Lo Mechusa Guvaina, V'Lav Shibud El K'niya Mamish. Just to understand, just in a nutshell, what this means, there's a Chiddush here. Chametz Mafkir Midei Shibud. In other words, what could one have said? Imagine this. Chayra, whose chametz is it? Everyone understands. Whose chametz is it? Jew's chametz, right? No doubt. Right? It's Goy has a lien on it. The Torah says Jewish chametz has to be destroyed. You can't own it after Chatzos. But one would have thought, were it not for this new chiddush, and Rabbi is Rishitasa or Chayra in terms of the Kanal Abu Golda, one would have thought that the Jew would not have a right to destroy the chametz kefit tzivoy haTorah of ach ben tashbisu sami batechem because of the lien that the apotiki that the non-Jew has that should the Jew default the guy gets to collect it from that point but this lien that exists right now should prevent there from being a mitzvah tashbisu. Fascinating. No, what's the pshat? The Torah says Jewish chametz tashbisu. Says Rava, yeah, that's right. Because you would have said otherwise. In other words, because L'chaira, you could have said, it's L'mashal. Would anyone have a question if, let's say, there was an Esrog that was Meshubat to a Nachri? Can a Jew give it as a matana to another Jew to be yotzei dalid minin lechem? Either there's a shibud of a nachri on it. Is it lechem? I don't think it's any shayla. Absolutely. No. Chora, who owns it now? The Jew. The Jew gives it a matana to another Jew to be yotzei dalid. I think so. But what would I have said would not, without this chametz of giving the shibud? That what couldn't the Jew do? Burn it on Erev Pesach. Why? Because doing that is a clash. It's compromising the shibud of the nachri. You can't do anything that's going to undermine the shibud.
Giving it to your friend won't undermine it.
No, because he can kind of, it's still available for him to, the nachri to collect it when the Jew defaults a month later. But l'maisa, if you're going to destroy the chametz, there's nothing for the guy to collect from. This was Gamashkin. That's the chidush. Because, and again, if we add Rava Lishitaso, it's only a shiva, it's not a kinyan. Herhino would be different. Because that's with Epsilon Nasun and so on, like we would master everything else from Afeu Govet. But because Rava is Mikanul Habo Govet, so it comes out that it's only a shibud, but one would have said that you can't do something that's going to challenge that shibud of the nachri on this chametz. So the mitzvah haTorah that says to be mevayeh the chametz, but that cannot come at the expense of the shibud of nachri. That's Rabbi's chiddush. In other words, just like hekdesh mafkir midei shibud, you would think maybe he can be magdish it, because if he's magdish it, it's going to stay that way because it's no pidyon. Tosus explains, once it's chasha achas, it stays that way. No. Hegdish mafkiya midei shibud, and now it remains kadosh, and the malv is out of luck. So the malv hanachri, who has a shibud on the chametz, is out of luck. Chametz mafkiya midei shibud, it's asur bahana, and he has to burn it, and that's the halach. Despite the fact that there's a shibud. It's just an interesting, just to spell it out. That's what you have. That's the flip case. That's a case of without him, he know, that's chametz mafkiya midei shibud. Yeah, Avram Shmuel, and then, yeah. He's allowed to. It's his chametz. But you would think that the shiva, the guy, would not allow him to burn the chametz because it would be at the expense of the shibud of the nachri. That's the din. Chametz, that's what it means. Rava said three things, mafkir midei shibud. So we now explain two of the three. Shichur is the third one. Hegdish mafkir midei shibud, we're going full circle back to the beginning of the sugya. See how it all comes like a bookend, right? We had this in the beginning of the sugya. Hegdish mafkir midei shibud, that was the notion of kedusha saguf. Now we have chametz mafkir midei shibud is the case of an apotiki, a mashkin chametz for nachri without hirhina. There's all those rashis. That's the case. A chametz mafkir midei shibud. You would have thought that he can't restore the chametz. He's taking away the chametz, the shibud of the nachri. Okay, let's just say a few quick words on Nyan HaBiyomah. You want to? Yeah, we can just.